Welcome to the Zen Stoic Podcast, where we take philosophies of Zen and Stoicism that have been helping people for thousands of years, and we bring them into modern discussions to create mental wellness and vitality.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Zen Stoic Podcast. It is Victor and Nico in the house.
Yes, Massive and crew in the building. I hope everybody's blessed. I hope everybody's feeling good. And you know what day today is?
Story day.
Story day, bro. It's one of my favorite days here on the Zen Stoic Podcast. And every day of story, Victor drops some great knowledge through these great stories. So, bro, I am excited. I am sitting down with my legs crossed, and I am ready to listen to the story time.
All right, let's get into it, man. So this is the story of the young archer. Now, this is one of my favorite stories because it really displays an important lesson. So the story goes like this. A very accomplished young archer one day decided to dare a Zen master to a competition in archery to test their skills. Now, the young archer had incredible accuracy and was extraordinary with his bow. So he shoots his first arrow and it hits the target a perfect bullseye with ease. He then shoots his next shot and he splits the arrow in two. So he hits the exact same spot twice in a row. And he looks over at the Zen master. He says, "You think you can match that?" And instead of responding, the Zen master gestured him to follow him higher up the mountain until they found a deep gorge. Now, there was a log that was in between. Now, there was a log that spanned from one side to the other across this deep gorge. And the master very calmly walked to the middle of the log, aimed at a distant tree, and in one clean movement loosened an arrow and it flew straight into the tree trunk. The master looked over at him and he said, "All right, now it's your turn." And as he stepped casually onto the edge of the cliff, the youth archer walked over and was struggling. He started trembling as he tried to walk across the log. He couldn't even actually make his way across the log. He only got about a couple steps in, much less aim at anything. And then the master responded to him, "You have great control over your bow, but little with the mind that loosens the arrow. Kill your ego to attain true power and skill."
This is the reason I love Story Day so much. So you want us to kill our ego?
Well, I would translate that in a slightly different way. I would say just don't let the ego lead you when it comes to skills, when it comes to freeing your mind. Your ego is functional in specific scenarios of life because it causes you to be socially intelligent, causes you to consider how you may advance in any one area. But if we let it lead always, then you end up very much like this young archer. Unbalanced and unable to control your own mind.
Yes, Massive. So we often talk about that. The ego is a great servant, but a terrible master. And here in this story, that's exactly what happened. The young archer got too cocky. He thought he knew everything. He thought he had it. He went on and hit the target. And then the master said, "You know what? I'm a level up." So he takes him up on the mountain and shows him the environment change, and the young archer now loses his balance. So sometimes when we're in our environment and we feel like we have it because it's our environment, right? It's something that we've trained in several times and we've become good at it. Mm-hmm. Yo, when you get taken out of the environment, you can't operate.
That's right. Why there's that context-specific skill set. But that doesn't mean it translates into every other area. Yes. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to keep that beginner's mind, to keep that humility, like we were talking about a few episodes back, like Marcus Aurelius was discussing. Keep that humility. Remember that you're human, and then keep that beginner's mind so that you're able to adapt and learn from these things rather than trying to rest all of your validation upon your ego.
100, guys. So, yo, if you guys love the episode, if you guys wanna hit us up on Facebook, is Zen Stoic. Yo, we want to hear from you guys. Leave a review on the podcast if you guys feel like you're struggling with your ego. It's Zen Stoic _V on Instagram. Bam!